The romantic serenade is one of the oldest traditions in the art of courtship. Now comes news that a member of the animal world has perfected the serenade in ways no one ever noticed. It appears the Borneo tree frog, a one-inch-long creature in the rainforests of the Southeast Asian island, has an unexpected talent. NPR's Christopher Joyce has the details.
What's behind it all, of course, is sex. For the male Borneo tree frog, reproducing means first laying hold to a nice fist-sized tree cavity with a little pool of water inside it. Then, to attract a wandering female, he sends forth a throaty little chirp. Hardly Don Giovanni on the trail of seduction, but it caught the ear of biologist Bjorn Lardner during his long nights wandering the trails of the Borneo rainforest. He climbed up a tree to look into a tree hole, and an idea took shape.
If you think of an organ pipe, if you imagine a frog sitting inside the pipe calling, if the frog calls with the same pitch as the organ pipe has, the resonance effect will cause the outgoing sound to be stronger.
Every tree hole, like every organ pipe, has a particular volume and shape, and for that shape, there is a small set of sound frequencies that exactly fit that shape. It's resonance frequency. Hit that frequency just right, and you get maximum volume. Now, what the frog does is peep, and listen, and then peep again at a different pitch, until he hits exactly the right pitch. The sound energy builds on itself, and voila, the frog is transformed into Luciano Pavarotti. To test this self-tuning ability, Lardner put a frog in a plastic pipe with a little water. The frog peeped. Lardner changed the water level and thus the volume of air in the tube, and each time the frog changed the pitch of its call to match the tube's new resonant frequency. It turns out this species has a pitch range that would be the envy of a human singer, from 500 hertz to over 1700 hertz. Recordings of several frogs gives you an idea of the vocal range of this amphibian chorus. When a frog hits the right pitch, Lardner says, he goes all out. Longer and more frequent calls. And if he's lucky, soon there's a knock at the door.
The females sit at the edge of a hole, peering down on the male singing. And if she decides to mate with that male, she will go down in the tree hole. He will grab her, and they will lay their eggs there.
Lardner writes about this in this week's issue of the journal Nature. Behavioral ecologist Jack Bradbury, a professor at Cornell University, says Lardner only tested one frog, but he says the finding is probably accurate.
I bet my money on it. They do note that different frogs in the forest are calling at different frequencies, so there's a good chance that these frogs are tuning themselves to their cavity.
In fact, Bradbury says other animals also exploit the laws of acoustics quite ingeniously, such as the mole cricket when it digs a burrow.
They burrow into the ground, they make a cavity, a spherical cavity, they make the neck of the opening very narrow, and then they put a funnel. So it looks a little bit like the horn on a bicycle, with a bulb on the bottom, a narrow neck, and a flaring horn.
The design of the burrow boosts the volume of the cricket's call, and the cricket will remodel the burrow until it gets the maximum volume. And maximum volume, whether it's crickets or frogs or whales, leads to maximum sex.
Trying to attract mates is such a critical part for a species' survival that if there's a way in which an animal can improve its range to attract, say, more females, they're going to figure it out.
So long, of course, as you have a few million years to work at it. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.